Hello, from CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, November 22nd.
At this time, there is no indication of a terrorist-involved attack here at the Rainbow Bridge in Western New York.
That's New York Governor Kathy Hochul during a news briefing tonight about a deadly vehicle explosion that left two people dead. It happened at the U.S.-Canada Rainbow Bridge border crossing shortly before noon and led to closures and delays on the eve of Thanksgiving. Multiple law enforcement sources told CNN that videos reviewed by authorities show the vehicle entering the bridge on the U.S. side, then speeding. The crash is now believed to be an accident, and officials say a resident from Western New York was involved in the crash. A source familiar with the investigation told CNN that authorities believe that the vehicle was a 2022 Bentley two-door coupe. Multiple sources say authorities are trying to determine if the person the car is registered to and the driver at the scene are the same person. An Israeli military spokesperson says it's unclear when a truce between Israel and Hamas will go into effect. Israeli media is reporting that neither Israel nor Hamas have signed the release agreement, though it's not clear whether it's enough to pause the deal. Hamas was expected to release the first set of hostages in Gaza Thursday morning, and in exchange, the Israeli military would pause its operation. But now Israeli officials say no hostages will be released before Friday. An Israeli official familiar with the matter said the delay is over, quote, fairly minor implementation details. Another official told CNN part of the reason for the delay was that Israel had not yet received the names of the first hostages that would be freed. Alana Zaychik says Hamas has kidnapped six of her family members.
It's like a roller coaster of emotions. You know, we're just living day by day with this cloud over our head, and there is a great emptiness that we feel constantly, and we're just so desperate for them to come home and just come back to us and go back to Israel where they belong. Just want to see them hug my aunt and be with her again.
Two people accused of running high-end brothels around Washington, D.C. and Boston will stay behind bars for now. Investigators haven't named the brothels' clients, but they allegedly were frequented by politicians, business executives, doctors, military members, and government contractors with security clearances. A detention hearing for a third defendant hasn't been scheduled yet. Officials in India are frantically trying to rescue 41 workers in the Himalayas, who were trapped after their tunnel's entrance gave way more than a week ago. Rescuers are drilling their way to the laborers, successfully making their way through two-thirds of the distance as of Wednesday, according to authorities. Earlier this week, rescuers managed to insert a pipe through the rubble, allowing the workers to receive their first hot meal of lentils, along with water, medicine, and oxygen. Up next, a look at the holiday forecast. Hey, welcome back. Millions of Americans are hitting the roads and skies this week for Thanksgiving. CNN's Anna Sterla has more on what to expect for tomorrow's weather.
Much of the U.S. has seen rain and snow this week, but thankfully, most of the U.S. will see a dry Thanksgiving tomorrow. One big exception, the Northern Rockies. Parts of Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming will see some snowfall accumulating on Turkey Day, leading to tricky travel on Interstates 15 and 90. By tomorrow evening, snow could work its way south into parts of Nevada, Utah, Colorado, and Nebraska.
That's a wrap. We'll be back at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.